Another development here at the Ashford Hospital is going to be the Macmillan Cancer Support Centre, and I'm joined here by...
Rachel Hinksman, a partnership manager at Macmillan Cancer Support.
So tell me a little bit about what the support centre will be offering.
The centre here is for anyone that's affected by cancer at any stage of their experience. That might be someone coming for a test, their treatment, or in fact afterwards. And it's open to anyone in the local community, so we hope that people from across northwest Surrey will be able to use the facility. And we want to create a central hub where people can come with any questions, whether they're looking for support, and they'll be able to have complementary therapies, hopefully take part in some activity groups, maybe gardening, walking groups. So there'll be lots and lots going on, but essentially somewhere really welcoming, comfortable, calm, where they can come in and take some time out while they're visiting the hospital.
And is it also open to their relatives and partners?
Absolutely, yes.
So the centre isn't established at the moment. There are plans for that. So what's the timescale?
We're hoping to get planning permission imminently, which is part of the wider plans for the hospital development. Hopefully going out to tender, sort of February, March time. And then we'd like to start construction early summer with a view to openings sort of this time next year.
That's right. And then, as you say, it's open to everybody, that they will be just able to walk in?
Absolutely, love. So it'll be drop-in, opening hours, while the hospital's open. But then obviously there'll be some timetabled activities, say like the complementary therapies or specific activities that are going on. Love, I would like to say we have two fantastic information and support advisors who've just started, Joe and Lena, and they are out finding out and about the support services that are available locally. So there's a range of support available from Macmillan, from our website or our support line, but also we know how important it is to work with other local charities and community groups, and Joe and Lena are building up all those groups at the moment so that when the doors open we'll have a full range of activities and things going on.
And so you can signpost people to the right support groups, maybe a more local one to them.
Absolutely, and in longer term we'd love to have some community outreaches, so again that might be in partnership with other local charities or at village halls, community centres. So there'll be information and support really close to people's homes as well.
So an interesting 12 months ahead, but hopefully if everything goes well we'll be seeing the new centre in the end of next year or beginning of 2025.
Yes, and as I say, you'll hopefully see lots and lots going out in the wider community across northwest Surrey as well.